Hello there, it's yet another beautiful segment of Jay's Talk Line. Today we'll be focusing on fashion and lifestyle. Fashion means a trend in clothing, hairdo, decoration, or even behavior, and lifestyle is a person's system of living. Most times, fashion and lifestyle could be associated to tribe, race, sex, and environment. Basically, fashion is an extremely pure expression of arts. It's a creation of the mind brought to life through exhibition or showcase. For instance, wearing a dress made of glass is something that was first thought of, before doing it, and that's fashion. Or the use of newspapers for wares, bamboo for bags and accessories, they are all examples of fashion. Fashion plays an important role in our daily lives. It's nearly impossible to live a life without it. In fact, you'll have a terrible life if you don't have anything about fashion. Although it is important, you don't have to be very good at it in order to succeed in life. Learning how to dress nicely is enough to make you fit in well within the society. The media has always been a part of what makes a cloth, hat, shoes, all fashionable. Advertisements are just everywhere. In fact, almost all media companies focus on anything that has something to do with fashion. The lack of fashion has been a problem for a lot of people. Although some individuals don't really care about what they wear, it's the negative comments that we receive from other people that affect us the most. As a person, fashion is a part of our daily lives, whether we like it or not. After all, looking good has never been a bad investment. You sure would agree with me on that. Fashion influences our daily lives for many reasons. One of the common influences of fashion is our perspective towards various clothing, shoes, and other stuff that we wear. In fact, most of us, especially the ladies, spend lots of time deciding on what to wear for a day. One of the main reasons why people spend long hours searching for the right outfit is to avoid criticism. Basically, people don't want to be judged by others on how bad they look. We normally would love to be praised and not the other way around. This is why we spend more time on deciding what to wear. While it's not bad to spend more time deciding on what to wear, it can sometimes be exhausting. Fashion also affects our lives by taking a good part of our budget. While looking good may sound harmless, it can actually give you headaches financially. Gearing up to look good can be quite expensive. In fact, you'll be spending a lot of money if you want to maintain a good image. Purchasing fashionable outfits and accessories can ruin a person's budget big time. It's not usually easy to manage a budget. Adding more expenses to your expenditure can be a pain in your head. A lot of people are having a hard time financially because of their sense of fashion. While most of us would do fine with basic clothes, most people would spend hundreds of dollars or naira for some really good outfits. Trends are often started when people love the way you dress. It doesn't have to be elegant in order to be loved by the public. Sometimes, people love simple things because of many good reasons. Fashion doesn't have to be expensive and elegant in order for you to be appreciated. We can always find gold in an average outfit as long as we know how to mix and match. That's a basic tip most people miss when it comes to fashion. There are lots of ways that fashion affects our lives. It affects us in ways that we can't even imagine. It has its own way of reaching into our lives whether we like it or not. Normally, it's hard to live a normal life without fashion. That although it provides benefits to us, it can also bring in more harm if we don't know how to use it in our daily living. As a person, you need to know how to handle fashion. Those who don't know how to handle or manage it will find it difficult to live with a sense of fashion. After all, looking good and staying that way isn't easy at all. It requires you to spend money, time, and effort to stay good looking. This is where we call it a wrap on today's episode of Jay's Talk Line. Stick around for more interesting topics.